The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Drink your coffee, motherfucker.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Geek Life HQ!
Episode 76?
Yep, 76.
76 in your mom!
What's a 76 again?
I don't know.
I don't know if I want any part of that.
Is that where she makes you like a cherry pie, then like tucks you in the bed?
Yeah, pretty much. Nice. She like puts a pillow behind you so you have like something to brace your sore back. I'm like, now that's sexy.
And she leaves a nightlight on.
So what do you have the sore back from? Eating too much fucking cherry pie, dude?
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah,
you got to carry all that weight of eating cherry pies.
That's Justin's new favorite song. She makes cherry pie.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Nice. What's up, guys? I'm back. It was my birthday last week, so I wasn't here. And these two fuckheads.
Yeah, you better not listen.
It's not that bad. We keep going back to it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Man is like the king of the tieback. He really is. He'll like start off with something. He'd be like, yeah, you know, here in the beginning, 5 minutes of the episode. And then he's like, hey, remember that thing I said? And I'm like, yeah! It's awesome.
I guess I do a couple things good.
Yeah, nice. You totally nailed it.
I see a bunch of like weird, almost racist shit that could be like, if I was famous, I would totally be canceled.
Well, you clearly don't like white people. And you've made that known. You called me a honky off screen.
That's true.
I mean, I think he says that to everybody.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He says that to everybody.
Well, he calls you cracker. So, I don't know. We can say that, right? So,
but
is that a good place? Or?
Yeah, it's cool. Right. I would definitely be canceled, though, if I was famous.
Not that you're not famous, because this podcast is pretty famous.
It's pretty famous, dude. We got like 2,000 listens in like 2 years, dude.
Remember that time that we were big in Turkey?
No.
He wasn't part of that then.
No.
Yeah, he was. He ate some old gum.
That's true. He was on some episodes back then.
Yeah.
I like, there's this saying, the memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to look back on this and be like, one time I was number one in Turkey. And I'm going to believe that, even though it's not true. I am going to believe that. That's my choice.
Number one. On that little Venn diagram thing.
Yeah, you know. Venn diagrams have numbers, and that number is one.
So when his grandkids are like, Grandpappy, I'm famous on Twitch. I got 9 million followers. He's going to be like, I'll tell you the time that I was famous in Turkey.
Yeah. And then we talk about the lemon tree, which bring nothing but blame. So we relaxed with some turnip juice.
And one time I had dinner with Omar Gaddafi.
Who's that guy?
He's the president of Egypt.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, he liked the show.
That sounds like fun. I wonder what he thought of Wonder Woman 84.
He loved it.
Oh, well, good for him.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he's like, good job. That's why we get more of this shit. Good job, President of Egypt. No wonder their economy's all unstable. That asshole.
That and the, you know, terrorism.
Oh, well, you know, poverty and all kinds of...
I still love Don't Mess With the Zohan, where they call the terrorist hotline. They're like, you'll be answered in 1 minute.
They put me on halt.
Jesus, dude.
Did you throw a shoe?
No.
Dave Matthews' best role. Kill these puppies.
I don't know that he has a good role.
That role he did pretty good.
It's funny too because that's a movie that we enjoy, but it's not like a genuinely like loved film.
No. I don't enjoy that film. There's
like, I do.
It's
I love
quotable parts.
I love it.
But, like, if I'm not going to watch it, dude.
Come on, you know you love that movie. You know you love going Sony like Guts. Because every time, anytime me and you are out, dude, we see something Sony, we go, it's Sony Guts.
But, like, there's parts that I like about the movie.
Yeah.
But I won't physically sit down and rewatch it, dude.
I will.
I won't.
I don't understand. It's like words are coming out, but they don't make sense.
Like, on a scale.
You're just plain stupid.
Of Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Like, no, dude. Like, that's bottom of the barrel Adam Sandler.
See, Matt's just upset
because... You like Little Nicky, though.
But that's a great movie, dude.
It's the same premise.
I don't know.
Nicky, though.
Dude, You got the guys, dude? The stoner guys? What's up?
Yeah, Nikki, what are you going to do?
See, I totally picture Matt, too. He's going to open the going out of business store.
Oh, yeah. Name is going out of business.
Welcome to Matt's going out of business. Dish Emporium.
That's and CBD oil. Yeah,
and organic dog treats.
What do you think this is? A video gallery? Is that even still a thing?
A video gallery. Now yeah. You just fucking made you aged yourself just
video gallery. Seconds.
Yeah, like that.
You ever watch them talking picture shows?
Movie theater?
No, video gallery is like after Blockbuster went out of business. It's the only movie store that was still around for renting.
Right. No, family video.
Family video.
Family video. That's what it is. Not video gallery.
Yeah, I was about to say, video gallery sounds like an old like
crime. You meant Galaxy Video.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I probably did. But yeah,
I'm picturing like an old timey, like, you're going to the video gallery to play them video games?
Okay, so the only thing that's keeping the family videos afloat is they always.
Actually, I think all of them are closing.
Are all of them closing?
The franchise, yeah, I think so.
Well, some of them probably still going to be open, but like the ones that are still open, they anchor themselves to a food, yeah. Like a pizza,
Little Caesars,
like a burger place, yep. Or some of them do CBD oil.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, CBD oil, dude, anything that closes now reopens as a CBD oil.
Like, or a smoke shop, yeah. Dude.
I almost bought coffee infused with CBD oil, but the guy was trying to charge $50 for it, and I'm like, there's no fucking way. And I'm like, I am 100% positive.
You're like this, dude.
That will give me diarrhea.
You're like this. You just put the drop.
Yeah, exactly. All I need to do is drop it in. Free. You know? Like I'm Jim Carrey.
Free. Dude.
Yeah, free. See, check it out. Free. That's it. That's it. I got it in there. Check it out.
I paid $15 for this bottle.
This is coffee, and I just ground up a joint. See?
All I know. Yeah. All I know is.
See this joint?
I just ate it.
I ate it for free, dude.
I ate this joint for free.
All I know, dude, is Chad's are. They're killing it right now with their smoke shops and CBD oil places. Yeah, I guarantee they're all named Chad.
Fucking
Chad or Kyle.
You guys aren't into vaping, right?
Like, no.
Dude. Like, yeah.
Fucking no homo here, dude.
I know some people that vape and all that, and like they are like the same people that got really into like paintball. And it's like,
dude.
I have to get this, and I have to get this, and this. And he pulls this thing that looks like a brick out of his fucking pocket. I'm like, what's that? He's it's my battery. I'm like, for what? The apocalypse!
Yeah, what are you going to do, dude? Like, how far are you away from home?
Yeah,
exactly. You need a fucking battery.
Yeah.
Bigger than your fucking battery on your phone. Like, what the fuck are you smoking with that, dude?
I don't know. You know, it's like, the first time I tried vaping, my sensei from martial arts was like, here, smoke this. You don't say no to your fucking sensei. So he's like, here you go. And it was,
He's a fucking douchebag.
Nope, sorry.
As soon as he said vaping, I'd be like, you're a douche.
You get punched in the fucking head. So I was like, okay, whatever.
Was his name Kyle?
No. Dude,
Chad.
Is he the sensei from fucking Cobra Kai?
Yes, I went to Cobra Kai. I told you that. So it was John from Cobra Kai, and he said, no mercy, no weakness. So I did it, right? So he just did this, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm high now. What the fuck was that? You know? And it was like, oh, yeah. It's like unicorn milk and shit.
Well, 100% vape, like, fucking weed.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
I won't listen to vape, like flavors, dude.
No.
You know? You see those dudes in the car with their, like, two-foot spoilers.
Yeah.
And their fucking loud mufflers, and they got their, like, fucking, what are
trucker
those?
Trucker
hats?
I don't know.
Those F.
Oh, the famous stars.
Famous stars and stripes, and they're, like, sucking on the vape.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because it seems
no
to
offense
be...
to anybody who listens to this show that does that.
Yeah,
go right ahead and keep listening.
Hey, we're just describing
because you know
what? You look like.
I saw a lot of famous stars and strap stuff, I love them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love
great
Kyle
brand. Love that brand. You can sponsor us if you want to. We'll talk less shit, but you know, we're still talking shit.
Yeah, we're still talking shit, only less.
If you like to have your shit talked about your brand, reach out to us.
Yeah,
geeklifehq.com.
That's probably why Blue Chew hasn't returned my call.
Well, we don't talk shit about the Blue Chew.
We talk about
all
Blue
the time. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, talk shit, but it's good shit.
Yeah. Remember, was it Blue Chew and Quagmire? And they give him Blue Chew, and then they're like, he has to repress his boner, and he's like, Renee Zellweger. Renee Zellweger.
Oh,
ah!
No.
I was going to pop a Blue Chew this weekend, but I didn't want to knock Matt's dishes over.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Yeah, knock over the deck.
Ma'am, which dish are you pointing to as I'm reaching out with my hips?
I'm pretty sure you'd go to jail. Can you do that? Walk around with a boner without getting arrested?
I
did,
and like when I was like 16.
Yeah?
I took some of my dad's Viagra, and we went to a concert.
Oh, nice.
And we were like, whoops, and we just kept like bumping it.
Yeah, he was doing the swing.
But I was like rubbing it like on anybody like who would fucking like.
Did you have like sweatpants on so people?
No, just jeans, dude. Hard as a rock in jeans, dude. Yep. Just fucking like.
I feel like I was like that at 16 too, without the Viagra.
Yeah,
just,
I think at 16.
Just like, oh, warm breeze.
The boner didn't go away for like a week, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine
16 was just like a girl like touch your thigh and you're just like, oh god, yeah.
Came. Were you creepy like that? Like,
no, but dude, I had the ladies liking me in high school and stuff.
Yeah, they touch your peen.
Dude, I had business class, dude. Business class was great.
Oh, business? Yeah.
Business class.
FBLA, dude. Future Business Leaders of America.
Oh, so you get to leave school early?
No, right? it was a class.
Because you had to, like, get work study and stuff?
I did that. It was called early work release.
Yeah. Like,
and I went.
Sounds like prison.
It wasn't, though.
I had work release.
But, like,
I had to wear
you
a
were supposed to get a job at, like, a place and, like, show that you were working and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just hung out with this old dude who played guitar, and I was his roadie. And he, like, filled the thing out, and I just hung out, and we, like, just fucking play guitar, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what got you into playing guitar and shit like that?
Chicks, dude.
He wanted to slap the bass.
Slap the bass. I asked because now I haven't been playing for, like, 15 years, and now I'm getting back into playing, so.
Oh, dude. I sold all my shit, like, 8 or 10 years ago, and then I have very few instruments left. I just keep them because it was like my first electric guitar, and I have an acoustic.
Nice.
That's all I keep. Probably won't ever sell them, but I sold everything else.
Do you go back to playing anything?
Never, dude. I haven't picked up a guitar.
Not even like when you're like in the bedroom with Shannon. You know, you come in, you're like,
sexy. No, never.
No, never. Okay.
Because you gotta have faith.
Is that a Simpsons?
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ, dude! I love that.
See.
I mean, I would probably wear that if it wasn't bright.
Planet of the Apes, the
Amazeus,
music.
Amazeus.
I picked
Amazeus,
this color, too.
Amazeus.
I would have done, like, black.
Amazeus.
Hey, help me, Dr. Zaius.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. Oh, they finally made a monkey. Oh, they finally made a monkey. Oh, they finally made a monkey out of me. Dude, best fucking...
I love it, yeah.
Dude, Conan O'Brien wrote that.
Yeah. See, that's probably one of my favorite episodes, if not my favorite episode.
That one and Monorail, dude. Both of those are
both Conan, with Phil Hartman, too.
And both Conan O'Brien episodes. That was like, season 4?
This, I don't remember what season.
I know, that's he was around season 4 or season 5.
Yeah, he was 3 and 4, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are my favorite.
You know what I did not know about Conan O'Brien? He stole Burt Ward's Robin costume when he was at Harvard.
Wow.
Right? I guess Burt Ward was there to do a talk, and like he showed up and pretended to be a cop and totally stole his
Robin awesome, costume. Dude.
It is awesome. Yeah. Gotta love Conan O'Brien.
So where do you think Conan O'Brien stands with all this craziness going on now? He hasn't really been outspoken much on it.
No.
I think he's ready to travel and do, like, he's got like a travel show and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that he has, like, the juice to, like, make waves in Hollywood, but, you know, I think that, you know, he likes to just poke fun at shit and have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like a Jimmy Kimmel, who's way over the top and sad sack bullshit, and he's not like a Jimmy Fallon, he's kind of like...
He doesn't... Conan O'Brien stays pretty much...
He's neutral.
He's neutral in the politics. He doesn't go...
That's right. Dude.
He doesn't bring either up.
Yeah. And that's where, if you are in the limelight like he is, as a host, you shouldn't want to alienate anybody who watches your show, and you should want to be bringing new eyes and new ears onto your show. And that's why I think I've always loved Conan O'Brien, because he's such a lovable guy.
He's a fucking nerd, man.
You know what I mean?
Dude, he does. He's actually funny.
He is.
All these other like talk shows, like Jimmy Kimmel, and you know. What's the other dude? The other dude from Saturday Night Live?
Jimmy Fallon.
Was
it James Corbett?
Yeah, they're not funny, though.
Seth
Meyers, they're not fucking funny.
I have moments. Seth Meyers is not funny whatsoever. And
Stephen Colbert?
I cannot be serious enough to tell you.
No.
Colbert's funny at times. No. It's just his show is not exactly what I was looking for.
He's become too
pompous. Like,
the
Colbert Report was funny.
Old Colbert on The Daily Show was funny.
Yeah.
When he got his own show, he became a pompous asshole, and I don't think he's funny.
How did you guys feel about, like, Johnny Carson?
I liked Carson.
I loved Carson. Leno Letterman.
He was more like... like a Conan O'Brien
in
the middle, like neutral ground, ish.
Well, they all were at some point, because even like Leno and Letterman, they didn't really.
Leno, he.
I was a Letterman guy, but I really don't love Letterman. No. I was Letterman over Leno, but I'm like, dude, yeah. I watch fucking Conan, so I don't even care.
When Conan came about, it was like,
John Stewart
fuck
show.
Everybody else, I was a Conan guy, dude.
Yeah, no, same. And I liked Craig Ferguson when he had his show. He was really fucking funny.
I only liked him on Drew Carey.
His show was bonkers, like fucking crazy stuff. And then they replaced him with the Carpool Karaoke guy, who turns out in like real life is like a really terrible fucking asshole. James Corden.
You know who should be a host of a talk show? Fucking Mike Rowe, dude.
Yeah,
Dirty Jobs.
He does his own thing.
I know, but he should get his own thing. But he's
a little too political though.
He's too blacklisted though, man. He's not though. He's really not political, dude. Like the people ask him questions and he gets political. He could keep it neutral if he had to. But he's just like the working man, which is cool.
Dana Carvey should just have
his other show. Yeah, he had a show. Remember how that went?
Yeah.
That went that good.
Now all the people that were on his show are famous.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I'm not talking a sketch show. I'm just talking a talk show.
Well, you know who has a show that's pretty decent? Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who has a talk show that's pretty decent? Us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to say David Spade, actually. Ooh.
David Spade's show is pretty good.
Because he's like, we're not going to talk about shit. We're just going to put up videos and make fun of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, awesome.
Cool, man. Like, kind of like Tosh.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, only talented.
Fuck you, dude. Daniel Tosh is funny
Tosh does have funny moments. Bro, dude. I'm not going to lie.
Is his stand-up that fucking good,
I'm
though?
Not talking about stand-up. Right. His show is way better than his stand-up, dude.
Yes.
His fucking dry-ass humor and, like, the way he delivers things sometimes, and how he just makes fun of people to
Rob
their face.
And then Rob Dyrdek or whatever tried to steal the idea with MTV, and that show's not as good.
No.
Is that guy just perpetually sucking off of the fucking teat of MTV?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, has there been a 5-year period in the last 20 years where, or last 25 years where he hasn't had multiple fucking shows?
I liked Fantasy Factory.
Yeah, I like Robin Big. Robin Big was great, like, dude.
It was funny.
I was sad when Big died, dude. He was great.
Well, it's just one of those things. It's like, I never get into it, but it's like, that guy, man, he's fucking everywhere. Is he that good?
No.
No. Yeah, I mean, his older stuff's way better than nowadays.
He just has an in somehow. Like, that's all you need. You need to know the right person. You need to have a pitch.
It's like Nick Cannon.
Well, it's also...
You know? Like,
it's also
man,
too,
you can't do any wrong.
With MTV, it's like, once you look old, they get rid of you. He just looks the same fucking age.
Well, he looks old, but he's like... He's like fucking Grandpa Simpson, like, doing the Pepsi. You know? Hey, kids, I got my skateboard. Or, like, fucking Mr. Burns, like, looking like Jimbo to get the money, dude. Like,
that's right.
Like, oh, we need to do this. Donate it to the fucking radioactive plant, you know? Like,
I think we should do this. I like this guy's style.
Yeah. Fucking Smithers.
That's awesome. That's pretty fucking.
That's sick. Rob Dyrdek, dude. You know, like, he's got to be 50, dude.
I'm nothing against the guy. I never get into his show, and he just seems to always be around on MTV.
I haven't watched MTV in fucking, dude.
So you're not watching the Real World Road Rules Challenge that's going on right now?
Nah, I don't watch that shit.
They brought back like the first cast of The Real World, and I'm like, why? And don't they have lives?
Because they need money, dude.
Yeah, well, of course, because they're like, oh yeah, I'm this guy. I'm fucking Puck or some other guy that got thrown off. Who cares?
Isn't Puck dead now?
No. Unfortunately.
I'm not gonna lie, when The Real World first started, I was into it.
John. Dude, The Real World is where the line is drawn, and that's where civilization started going downhill from there, dude.
Let's go on TV, dude.
It's reality TV.
Yeah.
They paved the way for civilization to go like this. And we haven't hit bottom yet, dude.
He's making a slow, sloping sort of gesture downward, so...
Boo! I mean, you get that, dude. It's like a missile about to explode.
The wife's calling.
No, that's my alarm, man.
He's gotta take his pills, dude.
He's gotta take his boner pill.
Take your pill, asshole.
He's gotta pop a boner before he gets home and make a baby.
Shut your mouth.
COVID Koopa.
You shut your whore mouth.
Jesus, dude.
No, I'm trying to win an auction here.
He gets home and she's like, oh, he's like, look at my diorama. She's like, do me on it.
I'm like, don't touch it.
That's the
ultimate. Don't even look at it.
Ultimate nerd shit, dude. You set a fucking timer for an eBay auction.
No, wow, dude, it's pristine dude. Auction.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow, dude. Fucking loser.
Whatever. It's funny because it's accurate. It's actually accurate. So it's like,
God, dude.
I'm like, and like, he's like,
for me, for dude, a comic I'm book? Like this. Yeah. I'm like, if I'm on, I'm on. You know, fuck.
Hey,
it. 2 hours. I'll maybe.
As a person who sells on eBay, you should be happy that we have people like him.
I don't do auctions, dude. I fucking say it's worth 20. Give me fucking 20, dude.
I do auctions.
I don't do auctions.
I just think it. I finally got something on eBay I've been looking for forever. You know, I got this cover. I don't know if you guys saw it in Epic Shells, the Ninja Turtle cover, and it looks just like the Ronin cover I just posted. I've been looking for this thing for 6 fucking months, and then finally somebody posts it, and they're from my old hometown in Connecticut.
Oh, wow, dude. You knew
ridiculous.
Him?
Ridiculous. No, I didn't know the guy.
He did their mom?
Did he send you a cookie puss with it?
Did he send what?
A cookie puss?
No. You can't get a cookie puss at the retail store.
So here's my idea, dude, about going to Brimfield. I want to go to my mom's. Mm-hmm. I want to pick up a load. Brimfield's only 5 hours away from my mom's house.
That's the biggest flea market.
It's not just a flea market. It's like multiple on these open fairgrounds.
We're talking flea market.
Flea market.
Okay.
Flea market. That's me, dude. I'm going to do a commercial. But I figure driving 5 hours to Massachusetts is easier than driving like 12 hours back home.
Yeah.
And probably. It's like the epicenter of like fucking dish and like antiques and like.
And it's a
that's
theme
antique
market.
Land. So, yeah.
Right?
Like people are going
and
there.
And it's like they're going to do May. They're just like, because they were fucked last year.
Yeah.
I don't think they had it.
No.
But they're coming back. May's going to be a little. And then the next time they do it, like in fucking, I don't know, August or whatever. I looked at the website. I don't know exactly. But they're going to be even bigger. So I was thinking, Cookie Puss?
If you could find one, man. Carvel?
Yeah. I'm going to try to find one.
Yeah. Maybe they can make it for you.
I'm just going to walk around the flea market.
Get a fudgy little cookie puss?
Hey, you have an antique cookie puss? What'd you say?
Antique?
You slap, dude.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have a cookie puss?
Oh, it's like the Beastie Boys song. You know?
Excuse me, ma'am.
That was on their first album.
Can you show me where the cookie puss is?
Oh, you want to see my cookie puss? Oh, it's nice and creamy for you.
Oh, jeez.
It's called a yeast infection.
It reminds me of like when
we joke about, dude. We would try to make a joke, dude. His first person we'd ask, do you tell me where the cookie puss is? She'd be like,
right there.
Oh, you're just going to go down the street. You're
gonna they get a booth. Yeah. And one old lady still makes them. What were you talking about? No, that's what I was talking about.
That's what I wanted, thanks. But we were kind of being dirty with it, but thank you.
Oh, man.
thanks for ruining it, you bitch.
I am huge ass. What a nice young man. A lot of Simpsons tonight, you know, we're doing,
Simpsons.
So, yeah. You guys watching The Simpsons lately, or?
No, I haven't watched it in, like, 3 years.
Oh, Hulu has some of the, like, the last season's been pretty good.
When I say I watch The Simpsons, I watch, like, on repeat, like, seasons, like, 2 through, like, 5.
Yeah, don't watch season 1. There's really no reason.
Season 1 is all right.
It's, yeah, but it's not
the characters.
Like them,
the characters aren't developed as they are in the early, like, you know what I'm talking
about?
He watches the old Tracy Ullman Simpsons.
I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all off. Right, everyone, we've got to go down into the basement.
And it's like, his mouth is like on his ear and shit. It's like a
cool, man.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And Bart's like huge.
Yeah, he is. He's like, ah, what's going on? Are you Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, cowabunga, like, dude.
That's classic, man. That's like, I don't
They're
know.
They're good. I mean, every once in a while, I'll get that flavor. I'll get that taste, dude, of just wanting to watch that first season because it's good.
There's good episodes in it. I mean, I like season 2 a lot better.
Yeah, season 2
But it's like
good.
Like Bart versus the bully and stuff like that. Like, that's, I think that's even in season 2.
Even
like,
in season 2, they don't like look that. Right, dude. The twins and shit are different colors.
Yep.
You know,
Smithers is still black.
Yeah, right. Which isn't bad, you know.
I told you guys the guy that played the first season Mr. Burns was Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That was just crazy.
Yeah.
Good.
Starscream. Yeah, it's nuts.
Very nuts.
So, do you guys watch anything this week? Should we get into Week in Geek? We there yet?
I guess we could do our Geeks and Weeks.
Yeah.
You all right there, buddy? You look like you was taking a shit.
I was having a stroke, dude.
No.
Any stroke?
Do you smell toast?
My arm. My face.
My arm. My face. My dick.
Yeah. I'm drooping. That's just my balls.
You gotta tell me, because I know Shannon watched it. Did you watch any WrestleMania?
Very little.
Yeah. I had some buddies that went, and they're like, it's the best experience ever. And I'm like, really?
Get me this, dude.
Riddle me this.
I want to go to WrestleMania live, but I don't want to watch it on TV because the build-ups suck, dude.
I went to one in 2001. Much. Or 2002, I think. Yeah, I went to the one in Canada.
But guess where it is next year? Motherfucking Tampa. Texas, dude.
Oh, it's in Texas.
Yeah, okay. So we're gonna go.
We're all gonna go.
Get your ticket now.
They're fucking expensive, dude.
I'm not buying a WrestleMania ticket.
Yeah, no, we're going.
I'm like, who else?
Who's buying it for me, dude?
An old man fashioning a canoe out of a log.
I'd be the worst person. You guys would be like getting excited. I'd be like, I'm gonna take a nap.
We should go and do like, if you guys should come down. We should like do a live thing from outside, like the fucking Arlington Stadium, dude. Like in this like interview, like
I want to go to the Alamo and I want to ask him about the basement.
We could do that, but that's nowhere near. That's nowhere near where WrestleMania is gonna be.
Oh, okay,
that's right. Like 6 hours away from where I'm. Texas is a country. Dude.
That's a big place.
I think we should go to WrestleMania in Texas. Justin should wear a shirt that says Dr. Pepper sucks.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I mean, I'm okay with wearing that shirt no matter what. So I don't like Dr. Pepper.
Till you're in Texas, you son of a bitch!
It doesn't matter if it's made in Texas or anything else like that. I just don't enjoy it. It's like barbecue sauce soda.
We'll get you a shirt that says Dr. Pepper sucks.
It's like orange, grape, and cola all mixed together in a jar.
It's not, though. It's like a Dimetap.
Yeah,
it is. But like... good.
There's grape in that.
It's good.
You know it.
It's prunes, dude. You know where Dr. Pepper... prunes. You know why it's called Dr. Pepper? Whoever the fuck made it back in the day was a pseudo, like, doctor. And he's like, yeah, all these problems in L.U., drink a little bit of it. It was like a tonic, dude, like Purell. Okay. Since it was the bubbles, you know, and it made you, like, burp. And like, oh, I feel better. Oh, it's fucking Purell. Purell. And it's like the water. The well that the specific water is from, it was like a special mineral water or something too. Or,
yeah.
I took the tour down there and I fucking went one ear and not the other, but it's kind of like that.
You're like,
don't fucking quote me on that, dude. You know, but like, you take the tour, you see the original well and like shit, because they lost it at one point and they paved over it and then they redug it and they were finding all these artifacts and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool little tour, dude. I recommend
it. I just don't enjoy Dr. Pepper, so, you know. Yeah. Like, it doesn't taste good.
Matt looks like he's going to punch you in the face.
He does, yeah. It's like
his eyes got real.
He's like,
his eyes narrowed.
It's your face. It's your face. I just want to punch it.
As soon as you said, I don't like Dr. Pepper, dude, his eyes narrowed a little bit.
I like Dr. Pepper, but I like Mountain Dew more.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As he has a Mountain Dew hat on.
Like, I'll get a Mountain Dew tattoo, man.
That's how much I love
Mountain Dew.
I fucking love that. And you know what?
You gotta start carrying a pack of Newports. Yeah, dude.
Mellow Yellow can suck a dick because that is garbage.
I'll drink it.
I will not because
like if it's like, hey, you have Mountain Dew? No, we have Mellow Yellow. I'm like, well, you're a homo. I'll drink it, though.
You're like, your mother's ashamed of you.
Yeah. He's like, well, there goes Chip's War Medals. Or not getting thrown off the bridge.
Like, fuck you, Chip. You fucking Mellow Yellow drinking bitch.
I'm like, actually, I'll have fucking root beer.
Yeah, I'm like, so I'm like either Coke or Pepsi. And then when they say Coke, it's like, oh, fuck, I'll do a Mr. Pibb, I guess. Because I'm not drinking fucking Sprite, dude.
Yeah,
you
know? I get the special Sprite, you know, like the tropical LeBron.
I get disappointed when they're
Sprite.
Like, when they go Pepsi.
When they have Pepsi, you know they have Mountain Dew.
Yep. That is true. Yeah,
I'm not a big Mountain Dew person though.
Get out of here.
I fucking love Mountain Dew, man. I don't know what the deal is with it. It was like growing up, Mountain Dew was like one of the three things that I could have with pizza. It would either be grape soda from Welch's or Schweppes ginger ale.
See, I'm surprised you fucking don't like Dr. Pepper then, dude.
I don't like cream soda either. So,
well, it's nowhere near cream soda.
Nobody likes cream soda.
Well, I don't like cream soda, so that's why I say that. So,
but see, like where I grew up, like if you drank Mountain Dew, you were just trailer trash.
That's everywhere, dude.
I'm okay with everywhere, dude.
You know what? When I was a kid, I drank Code Red.
Dude, I'm repping a motherfucking big-ass green trucker hat that says fucking Mountain Dew on it, dude.
I want to try the Mountain Dew-flavored Doritos that are only available fucking Australia.
Are you gonna get your Mountain Dew Xbox, too? The limited edition one that came out a long time
ago? If I choose to go to Taco Bell and enter enough times, maybe.
Well, no, they don't have it anymore. No, the old original one.
Oh, no, I don't.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. probably has one.
Sure. Yeah. Is he doing the Mountain Dew car?
I don't know.
What was he doing? I thought he was doing like.
Does he do the Dew?
He does the Dew.
Does he still drive?
No, he retired.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But didn't he have the Mountain Dew car? I thought he did.
No,
I have Dale no Jr.? Idea. Who did?
I don't know. I don't follow NASCAR.
Casey.
I don't drink. I don't drink enough Mountain Dew.
That's a name, right?
I don't drink enough Mountain Dew to follow NASCAR.
What's that one like duck commercial? They're duck calling, and he opens the fucking Diet Mountain Dew, and then like the dude's doing burnouts in the field, and he scares up the ducks.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr., right?
Well, it's not. Maybe. It's not Jeff Gordon because he was the Pepsi guy.
Yeah, MEC. God damn it.
who's pushing the dude?
It's Cole Trickle.
It's Dick Trickle.
All I remember is make 7-Up yours. Make 7-Up yours.
It's Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
And Cal Naughton Jr.
We had Orlando Jones, and then we had Godfrey, right? And the Mythbusters made the tank that was shooting the cans out of the 7-Up. So I remember that. But I don't know Mountain Dew.
I don't know my Mountain Dew history. Dan Cortez, maybe?
Dan Cortez. Hey, welcome to MTV Sports. Yeah, welcome to Jock Jams. Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
I'm not going to lie, back in the day, I used to love Jock Jams, like the basketball tournaments and stuff. I used to love that stuff.
He may not be driving it now, but I know he did because I recognize his face. Let's see. Who drives the Mountain Dew car? NASCAR.
Matt's looking up the information to find out who drives the
car. Our listeners are going to be so mad at you because they all know.
I don't care. He needs a dick, dude. NASCAR Dell Jr. Dew car number 88, dude.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, nice. You think he gets free dew?
I'm sure he does.
Here's a duck call right here, dude. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
and he does the donuts and it scares the ducks and they shoot him.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, dude. But, like, it's fake.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Damn it. You're telling me things I see on TV aren't real?
All right, here he is, dude. He's all dead. Dude, that's what I want to look like.
Yeah. You want to be handsome?
Dude.
Matt's showing us a picture of Dale Jr. in the full jumpsuit.
Dude.
The bright green jumpsuit.
That's uncanny.
Yeah. I can't wait till Matt comes back from Texas.
That color is not found in nature. Right there.
this neon.
Yeah. What are you talking about? That color isn't nature. If you drink enough Mountain Dew, that's what your piss looks like. Yeah.
What are you talking about? All I drink is coffee and fucking Diet Mountain Dew.
I had 6 cups of coffee before I came over. So nice. I totally get it. Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I'm sure you drink enough. Dude, your piss is that color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's red. I gotta see a doctor.
It's red.
it sounds like you're passing a stone, guys.
I got I'm just drinking
all this Mountain Dew.
We should probably pause the show and get you to a hospital.
It's just code red.
It sounds like you're pissing on a pebble.
All right, guys, I'll be right back, okay? See you later.
I just cry when I pee.
Oh, back. I just pissed
a stone. So it doesn't hurt every time you take a piss? No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know, like when you pee and a little blood comes out?
No.
No.
You know when you like take a little poo and there's like a little bit of red? Right?
Just a little, like it's like a dot.
It looks like a vein, dude. In the poop, dude.
It looks like an explanation.
You just had an aneurysm out your shit.
You know when you swallow a quarter and you shit out 2 dimes and a nickel.
You know when you eat
you holding?
You know when you eat chips, war metals, and you take a shit off a bridge. That's a way to throw them off, dude.
Wow, that's
that's
a good tie back for like, yeah.
That's going hard, dude.
You ever throw your shit like a monkey?
I've got a sign that says.
Hasn't everybody?
I have a sign upstairs that says, "What's it say? Warning: monkeys may throw feces."
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got that at the flea market.
All right, so one time I may have done
flea
that.
Market.
We broke into the you know that announcing booth for like football games and stuff like that. We broke into that and we took dumps in there.
Nice, dude.
And then we stuck it to the window.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
It's right now, like the town where he grew up, the police chief's like,
Oh, dude, they're gonna get me for something. They're gonna get me for worse than that.
So see, like when we did when we broke into places, we didn't like take shits, dude, and leave DNA. We just like broke everything we could.
This was pre-OJ, so they didn't have DNA then.
Still.
When I broke into places,
I didn't say I was proud of it, Matt.
I took a meat slicer from our high school, I'm not gonna lie.
Nice, dude. Use it to cut your shit?
No. Oh. I don't even know what we
did. Did you take a poop and then freeze it and then take the frozen log out and try to cut it?
We sliced it into little pieces and then set it everywhere.
You cut my eggs. You cut my milk. I can't, sir. It's liquid. Idiot. Freeze it, then cut it. A lot of Family Guy tonight.
What the? Hold on.
Right. That Mountain Dew cough.
Have some coffee, dude.
Dude, drink some more coffee, bro. Coughing a lot. So,
hell,
like,
Satan, bro.
We already
You turned this Coke into Pepsi?
Wow. See where I was going?
Dude, that's a fucking awesome movie.
You have tits on your head. Oh, man.
Nope, get a bigger one.
We all did the same Weekend Geek this, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Should we just touch base on? We all worked at Matt's Dish Emporium. If you need a dish, he's got it.
Gotta put your food on something, right?
Yeah, right.
That's what you said to that kid who walked by, and he's like, and he dishes.
And then he flipped me off.
Did he really?
No.
Fuck that kid.
No, but me and Matt did have a thing going, like, because we got the hot dogs. We're like, if only I could find something I could eat this on.
We were making these old ladies laugh, and then they just walk by and didn't buy anything.
They're
fucking idiots.
Thank you for the laugh, you sons of bitches.
They're like, haha, those fucking idiots.
I'm going to go home and throw a toaster in my bathtub.
Yeah. Wow, dude.
We went dark. I'm sorry.
Jesus, dude. Crazy.
You know, the market brings out the worst in people.
Hey, the flea market wasn't bad, dude.
No, it wasn't.
If it hadn't rained on Saturday, it would have been a much better, you know,
They time. Said there was a ton of people that came through there, like well over 100,000. So between the 2 days, yeah. Like, they definitely had a lot of people.
There was a big crowd, even for the rain.
There was
a big crowd for a rainy day. Because I wasn't actually expecting that many people.
They had every booth filled in those pavilions. Like those exhibition, I think, areas.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good. And, you know, I went in to check some stuff out.
You went into the donkey building?
I did, yeah. I was not prepared for that.
No, yeah.
They were all out of donkeys.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah. It's like,
he didn't get his donkey punch.
No. My donkey. I thought you were going for the donkey show. Okay.
That's what I was going for. Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things you feel like it's a rite of passage. Like, you don't want to watch it, but you kind of do. You know, just to see what happens. You know?
You get yourself a scaredy boner.
You're like, get out of the way!
And then you're like, and you really feel really bad for her?
Oh, you feel bad all around. I mean, all of us. I mean, I assume. Allegedly.
All right.
Yeah, you feel pretty bad for everybody involved. Yeah. You definitely want to take a shower. I'll tell you that much.
You gotta do the Onyx. It's a scaredy boner. I don't know if I should be turned on or scared.
Has he gotten back to us yet?
No, he never has. He's been busy. He hit his Kickstarter goal. So.
Oh, he did?
He's gonna make a movie.
So he's gonna get some more fingerless gloves?
Probably.
Nice, dude.
You know it's true.
Make that Arby's money.
Arby's money.
Does he work at Arby's?
No, but you gotta, dude. You still gotta watch the Arby's boys video.
Yeah, I don't eat at Arby's, so.
It has nothing to do with Arby's.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be on my radar, so.
It should be.
It should
Arby's
be?
Guy. Okay,
we'll watch that after we record.
All right. So, My Week in Geek. Melissa McCarthy video movie that came out on Netflix about superheroes and shit.
Thunder Force.
That's it. Yep. It was all right.
I won't be watching that one.
It was okay.
I'm gonna watch this weekend.
I rewatched I Love You Man. Great movie.
Oh, good movie.
Love that
movie.
Hey
there.
That's a great movie.
Jobin. We're gonna work on that.
Catch you on the ninja.
If anybody knows.
Slap at the base.
Dude, that's such a great movie.
It is a great fucking movie.
Both those guys.
That is a guy's movie.
John Favreau's great in that movie.
Yeah, he's
good. I just wanna say, return the favor. You know.
I think he's saying she doesn't go down on him.
I love how he's fucking fencing and shit. It's like he has the most insane fucking
dude, and
hobby.
There's so many like small roles in that movie. They're by big actors.
Don't call me Hulk. Yeah, Joe Latrulio.
Right!
Yeah.
Oh my god! You got Andy Samberg as the gay brother.
Oh yeah, he's like, I have a best friend. It's your brother Robbie.
No,
J.K. Simmons.
No, Jake Milonakis and your brother.
The two best friends in the world. Jake and your brother. Your brother Robbie.
But yeah,
the best dad.
He got the guy from Super Troopers. He's one of John Favreau's friends.
Yep. The Penelope guy, right?
I can't. No, not the Penelope guy, the Indian guy.
Oh, yeah.
I forget his name. I don't know his real name.
Ray Masanabi or something. I don't know.
Aziz Ansari and Nick Kroll.
I always forget about him, you know?
There are a lot of people in that movie.
Yeah, that's a stacked film, you know?
It's a good movie.
I like it because that was one of those things, and I'm like all about Rush, and then they start talking about Rush, and I'm like, I fucking love that band!
Dude, I just like the part where he's like, that guy's got a fart. he's like, I don't know about the sounds. Yeah, and it smells like farts.
Are you just here picking up on food and stuff? He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I come here to meet a bevy of divorcees.
Yeah.
Now, who's that chick? I just fucked her.
It's like, oh, that's actually kind of brilliant. Yeah, that's a great fucking movie, dude.
Yeah. I love that movie. But yeah, I watched that.
I bought that at Blockbuster. I remember. I still have that shit.
I think that'll be me, dude, when I finally get moved to Texas. Like, you guys would be up here.
Yeah.
And, like, for me to go out and try to meet, like, new friends, how do you do that?
I have no idea.
How do you fucking, like, do that?
I lucked out that I
it's like you just go to, like, a bar. Hey, you want to be my friend? Yep. I'm probably going to have a black eye.
Dude. Matt's going to be like, he's going to be like, I'll catch you in the ninja.
Joe. Just call me Jobu.
Hey.
Jobu.
Is this your rum, sir? That's awesome. Jobu. That's a good one, man. That's a really good movie. I would probably watch that myself this couple weeks.
That is a great movie. What else did I watch? Shit. Oh, I rewatched Bad Boys 3.
Nice.
That's nice.
Great. The part with the armchair is still my favorite. Where, you know, Mike is getting all geared up for war, and then, you know, he's like...
Nah, my favorite is still the plane. When he's sitting there, he's like...
You stuck your dick in a witch!
We ride together, we fly together, we die together. Oh, wait, what? No, I don't mean it like that.
No, I mean like that.
How are you gonna fuck a witch without a condom?
There's really only a few times that I really like Martin Lawrence. I love him in that movie, and I love him in National Security.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Martin Lawrence in the third one steals the show.
Oh, absolutely.
He's way better than Will Smith in that
movie. You don't think it's gonna be that way, and then like you're like, all right, it's
because the first two movies it was like Will Smith was like the better of the two, pretty much. But yeah, this one, dude, Martin Lawrence all the way.
I fully agree.
Yeah, that was great. What else did I watch? Shit. I watched caught up on the Mighty Ducks show.
Yep. I'm loving it.
I do. And I like that they're getting more in depth into Gordon Bombay now.
It is Karate Kid with hockey. It pretty much is. That's all it is.
That's a hard pass for me, dog.
If you like Cobra Kai, this is like Cobra Kai. And it's terrible and good at the same time.
Like, if we were the judges of America Idol and we're judging, like, what TV shows to watch, dude, I'm probably Randy Jackson. And I'm saying, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
No, dog.
Will you sign my samurai sword?
Yeah, I will, okay.
I'm not going to lie, dude. The new one, the first couple episodes, you're kind of like, I don't know. But it's getting better as it's going on.
I'm not a huge fan of Lauren Graham.
No, I'm not a huge fan of her either.
She's doing all right.
Thankfully, she's in small doses.
Yeah, I agree. And it's more about the kids, so it's got that like that Sandlot sort of
vibe. I'm a huge fan of like the kid who played Goldberg, and he's not in it, so...
There's a kid that looks just like him, though,
yeah.
Right?
I don't care.
And that kid, Nick... He looks just like
not him.
Yeah.
No, well, he doesn't look like him anymore either. Yeah. So.
He's actually got his shit together.
Did he?
He's in like fucking rehab.
Good for him. Yeah.
With Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Well, celeb rehab. Another celeb reality show, right?
VH1. Yeah. So yeah, I watched that.
You're almost caught up on Winter Soldier.
I think I'm an episode. I can't remember if I caught up or that's an episode behind. It isn't actually. It is becoming.
Wait till
a very
you see
show.
This next episode. It's gonna blow.
I feel bad. I feel bad for Kurt Russell's son though. Everybody's giving him so much shit. I guess he deleted all his social media because fucking fans are such douchebags.
He probably should have seen that coming.
They're all like telling him to go fucking die and shit.
Wow.
Like, come on. He's not playing fucking Steve Rogers.
He is doing an awesome job of that role.
He is, like, and awesome. He's not Steve Rogers, and these fans are fucking retarded.
And you're not supposed to like
him. Yeah, and you're like not. That's the thing. It's like these fans just don't fucking get it.
They're just setting it up for dude to become the Black Captain America.
Well, that's the whole idea of the show. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, we already know that's coming because, like, they had a Funko Pop of it.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like we already know it's
coming. Funko called it. Funko did it, dude.
Yep.
Funko did it.
They did.
Did it. Don't even need to show. Fuck it. Yeah, Funko did it, dude.
Yeah,
fucking...
I mean, it happened. It's in Funko form. Yeah.
Spoiled it.
Well, they did, yeah. Just like with Godzilla versus King Kong, now we know they fight.
Yep.
Fuck, dude.
Fucking Funko.
God damn it, dude. You can't fucking have anything nice, dude.
No. I know they already got the Black Widow movies pops out, too. I saw those.
The ones that should have been
out. The suit fucking fits
on
the pop, dude.
Still fits.
Fuck it, dude.
I should say that on the box.
I am watching a David Harbour as Hellboy thing in my auction, so I have an hour to go.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah. $20 bucks it's at, and I'm like, yes, I would.
What is it, like, is it pubic hair or something?
Yeah.
Like, dyed red?
They're all red.
It's every copy of that. Orange. It's every copy of that DVD since it didn't sell.
Yeah, yeah,
It's 500 cases.
That's not a movie for everybody, but I like it.
I wouldn't say it's a good movie. I watched it. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But the two Hellboys before that were so much better.
Yeah.
And Ron Perlman
fucking
is Hellboy.
Ron Perlman's amazing. There's no taking that away from him whatsoever. This was closer to the comic. So
yes.
As like a fan of the comic, I'm like, oh, shit, they did this, and that's directly from that. And that's
one
from that.
Part I really liked about the movie is when he's fighting those big, giant dudes.
Yeah.
Mm. That's fucking cool as shit, dude.
See, that's fucking freaky, too.
It's so cool, dude.
See, to me, though, dude, it's just Ron Perlman's voice. It fits, to me, it fits Hellboy.
He looks just like the motherfucking drawing, dude.
Actually, what's his name? David Harbour? He did a really good job.
He was good. You're
never gonna fucking.
The only part I didn't like about David Harbour, dude, always looked like his fucking mouth was spitting, dude. The whole movie. I'm like, dude, just swallow.
He always looks like that, though.
If I would have seen him as
Hellboy. Can you call me a grouch?
Dude, if I would have seen him as Hellboy before, like, Stranger Things, maybe. But, like, you see him in Stranger Things, and that's him, dude.
He's fucking awesome in Stranger
Things. That's him, dude. And, he, like, that role for him just, like, some actors have that role where people just know them from one thing, and that's it for him. And for me, it's like, when I see my other stuff, it's going to be, oh, it's fucking Hopper, dude.
Like anybody from Friends.
That's Hopper. Yeah, exactly. right, dude. You're right.
Or Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even Newman, dude, he was Newman. In Jurassic Park, and dude, everybody's like, it's Newman.
It's Newman.
Yep.
Newman was in
Jurassic Park with Newman.
Remember that part in Jurassic Park, dude? Yeah.
With Newman,
like, starred in that.
Oh, there's shit on my face.
He's like, shit. He's like, fuck. Yeah. Oh, you one of the nice ones.
They should have just made his character Newman in that.
They did. That was him.
I know, but they should have just named him Nedry. Newman.
Newman.
Yeah, Nedry should have just been Newman.
Dennis Nedry.
But Nedry, they pulled up from the book, so.
Yeah.
I know. They should have just renamed him Newman.
Yeah, Dennis Newman.
Then they could have been like.
Was his name Dennis in Seinfeld?
I don't know Newman's first name. Yeah. I don't know. I know Cosmo Kramer, but I don't know.
That's Newman's. A fucking stumper, dude.
Yeah. I'm sure my buddy Bob knows, but, you know.
But,
he's a Seinfeld super fan.
Bob ain't here now, dude.
Bob's always with us.
Oh, shit. You looking it up?
Yeah. But what else did I do?
Wayne Knight.
I watched a bunch of new movie trailers coming out. I'm pretty excited for the Hitman's Wyatt's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Who's in that?
Same cast
Samuel
as last
Jackson,
one.
Samuel Jackson, Ryan Reynolds, Salma Hayek.
Same one as the Hitman's Bodyguard?
I didn't see it.
Oh, dude, the first one was great.
That's
first one's it's a must watch, dude. Yeah, it's great.
If I would say that's like,
it's a great mix of comedy that's on and humor par with Sam Jackson, dude.
Like definitely on par with Deadpool. Like
Snakes
that,
and Snakes
that
on a Plane, like funny or
funnier than that,
dude. It's great,
worth it. It's an A+ film, I think. Mm. Yeah, absolutely,
it's not corny humor. It's pretty funny.
It's funny because you just see like Ryan Reynolds fucking with Samuel L. Jackson and Samuel L. Jackson fucking with him back, and it's so. Funny.
I'm more of like a Black Snake Moan Samuel L. Jackson versus, you know...
That's pretty funny.
You know, like... Or like a fucking, like, Pulp Fiction Samuel L. Jackson.
All right, well, he's like... If John Wick was funny, that would be this... Like, if John Wick was humorous, that would be this movie.
You know what movie I really want to see? It's, like, fucking... the dude... That lawyer
that comes out that
Better
comes
Call
out,
Saul
tomorrow.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Nobody.
Shit.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
It's like he's like a fucking. Dweeb.
It's made by the guy from John Wick.
Yeah, dude. So it's like John Wick, but like fucking Saul, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, you stole her pony bracelet.
I do want to see that.
I do want to see that.
He worked on this fight scene on the bus. I saw an interview with him, and he did like fucking so much work, and like you see parts of it like in the trailer, and it looks fucking awesome, dude. So him. Doing an action movie?
Yeah.
That's just got to be so far out of his realm, dude. But I bet you he knocks it out of the park, dude. Because what the fuck's his name, dude?
Something.
Is it David something?
No.
I don't know.
That's other guy.
Yeah. Mr. Show guy, right? Bob
Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk. Yeah. So he doesn't do action, dude.
No.
He didn't do drama, too. And then he did fucking better. Then he did, like, Breaking Bad. But it was, like, comic relief. And then they, we're going to do a show. You want to do it? Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, they got him to play a caricature. They're like, hey, play like the slimiest lawyer you can think of. He's like, oh, wait, don't point those guns at me. Come on, guy.
Like,
you're not even serious right now.
No, but it works, though, dude.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of serious actors that were in comedies.
Who's serious?
I watched a movie, Down Periscope.
Oh.
Great movie.
There's a fingernail in my food. Yesterday it was a Band-Aid. Sorry, the Band-Aid.
Kelsey Grammer in a very comedic role.
Yep, the bad guy played by Tim Curry.
Yeah,
or no, was that McHale's? Or that was the other one.
Yeah, no,
the
that
one
wasn't
with
Tim Curry.
Yeah, that was McHale's Navy.
Yeah.
So who was in this one as the bad guy?
It's shit. I don't know the guy's name.
Not Kelsey Grammer.
No, Kelsey Grammer's the good guy. It's Dad from Shameless.
Oh,
Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah.
William H. Macy.
Yeah.
I almost said F. Murray Abraham.
F. initials, man.
But yeah, dude, I mean, that's just a great movie from the 90s, dude. Rob Schneider, Kelsey Grammer.
Yep. The fat guy from Home Alone who played Santa.
Dude, I looked him up. Yeah, we just need to do a movie or a show dedicated to him, dude. He has been in everything.
Who? Rob Schneider?
No, not Rob Schneider, the fat dude.
Yeah.
He was in Downtown. He was in Home Alone.
Yep.
Groundhog Day.
Yep.
He was in Groundhog Day.
He's in these small, tiny little roles in like every movie.
That's fucking funny.
You should get him on the show, man.
Like,
dude, I stood where he stood, dude.
Oh yeah, when he was a Santa?
Yeah.
Like, I got some Tic Tacs.
Yeah, I held Tic Tacs.
Did you?
Same spot, dude.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kid.
That guy's awesome.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
Santa's gonna go get a blowjob.
I wonder what else he's done.
Ken Hudson Campbell.
He probably like sells insurance or something now, dude.
Oh, I'd buy insurance for
him. He probably like fucking works at a Walmart.
Okay, so he was in Armageddon.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. He was.
He was in Armageddon.
He was on the ship. He died. Sorry if anyone hasn't seen
Groundhog
Armageddon.
Day,
for 1998.
Boat Trip, Ladies Man.
Oh, Boat Damn, Trip, dude.
Wow. Showtime, Bewitched.
Wow, all movies that we talk about.
Coyote Ugly.
Jesus, dude.
Wow.
That's what I said, dude. This guy's been in everything we watch.
We haven't talked about Coyote Ugly in a while.
Yeah, but what's the most recent thing he's done? Armageddon.
What is
it?
Fucking Wonder Park.
I don't even know what that is.
It was an animated movie.
Yeah, with the little girl that designs Okay. Yeah, he probably plays the fat bear. So,
yeah, dude.
Was he in Short Circuit?
No.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, dude, he was in like everything in the 90s.
Well, let's reach out to that guy and get him on, dude.
Small roles and everything.
I'll look into that.
Look into that, dude. And we just like, talk shit to him or something.
Be like, hey, can you offer us some Tic Tacs?
Yeah, ask me if you want some Tic Tacs. Go.
Just come on. Like, we just want you here for one reason. Just
say Tic Tacs.
Shut the fuck up.
say
Tic Tacs.
Say, Geek Life HQ wants to offer you some Tic Tacs.
Or say Groundhog Day lines.
Yeah.
Tell us that you want to fuck Herman.
Yeah, what do you do in Groundhog Day? I can't remember the role.
He was the guy when Bill Murray walks out of his room and he's like he says something about the weather.
Oh yeah, hell.
This guy.
It's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, he's like
yeah. So he wasn't in a bunch.
I also want to talk to Ned Needlenose Ned. Ned the Head.
Yeah. We should
Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson.
Yeah, dude,
I fucking love that guy.
If you go out to the Groundhog Day Festival, he's usually there.
He's the one guy who fucking shows up, dude.
That's awesome.
In Woodstock, Illinois.
You can step into that puddle.
No, it doesn't. It's not there.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's marked with a plaque saying Bill Murray stepped over. Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's awesome. There's a little map.
Woodstock, Illinois very much embraces
they
the movie.
They fucking own it, dude. Mm. Yeah.
That they had the Groundhog Festival.
Do they have a sign that says, don't drive angry?
I'm sure there's one somewhere in town.
Yeah. Don't drive angry. I love that part.
It's a great fucking movie. Another A+.
Dude, that's a movie I'll watch. Yeah. Dude, they don't make them like that anymore.
And speaking of movies that are coming out that are older, but they're redoing new ones. The new Ghostbusters trailer fucking turned me off to it now.
With a little mushroom.
Yeah,
I think it's a bad cut, dude. I think that the direction they were going in from the beginning makes sense,
yeah.
But I think they're trying to change that direction by giving us a bad cut of the trailer.
I don't know, dude. I watched that, and I was kind of like, I don't want to watch this now.
I rewatched the original trailer, and like, I wasn't as excited for it. I think they're just waiting too long to push these out.
They Black Widowed us.
Yeah, they did, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, any time that we get people out in the theaters to see something that's Marvel has done, it's going to make money. Like, you know that. But that doesn't mean it's going to be great. Because, like, with WandaVision and all that, I feel like everything dropped off the fucking map afterwards, and it's like, it's just not great. So, I don't know. I don't know how I'm really looking forward to a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, Marvel's kind of died down. I'm not really too excited for anything.
Called it. What?
I'm just like, on movies in general, man, I'm just not excited.
It's like sports, I guess. Movies are taking their hits.
I'm kind of excited for a few movies to come out, but I'm not, like, overly excited. Like, let's say, like, you know, fucking Avengers, when those movies were out, dude, I was waiting for those ones.
I'm more into, like, independent stuff now, like, like YouTube stuff, like, what you're talking about, Onyx, dude, like, shit,
I can't wait for his movie to come out.
Like, that, dude, like,
original.
Super real independent, like, when you fucking pay to see this, or you help his Kickstarter, you're, like, literally putting food in this dude's table.
Yeah.
I'm cool with
that. That's like that Casey Jones one that I'm supporting, the Casey Jones Livewire. Okay. I actually did the Kickstarter, and I'm getting like an actual Casey Jones mask.
Screen used or what?
No, it's the same prop maker, so oh, it's okay. Like they're just they couldn't give you a screen.
I just like that shit.
They could be like this doing them real quick
for $1,000. I could have gone to Chicago and been in the movie.
Oh shit, dude, I would have done that.
It came before my stimmy, so shit. What are you gonna do? Otherwise, you know, I would have done that shit. Be like, I mean, like.
Yeah,
like, don't look at the camera, asshole!
Yeah, dick face.
Get like, out of here. I like titles. Get out of here!
Yeah.
April O'Neil would have been in interviewing him, and he would have been doing this.
What do I do with my hands?
What do I do with my hands?
What do I do with my hands?
Shake and bake. Chips, war medals.
Unique, I have hopped up a Mountain Dew.
Like, unique New York chips, war medals.
Peas and carrots. Peas and yes. carrots.
And he
peas
says and he carrots. Doesn't offer much to the show. I'm like, come on. That was fucking, that was like opera.
But no, dude, I'm totally with you on that. Because, dude, it's just original shit. That's what I like original
I'm
shit.
I'm so sick of shit. Recycled like remakes shit. And like the fuck. Who gives a fuck about Godzilla anymore, dude? Like, who cares, dude? Give me something new.
Well, no. See, the thing, I like Godzilla. Just give us the fucking monsters. I don't give a fuck about the people stories.
I want something new, dude.
I like the Snyder Cut, and that was probably the last movie I was like really jonesing to see. No. So, I mean, I want to see Ghostbusters, and I'm gonna see it no matter.
I'll
see it too. But I mean, I'm not gonna be going to the movies.
Like, I'm even kind of at a toss up with the new Mortal Kombat movie coming out next week.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm gonna watch it, yeah. But I'm kind of like, because dude, Scorpion's voice didn't do it for me.
Why is it Vin Diesel?
Here. Dude, it's like
I am Groot.
Here, dude. Okay, if you ever watched Pete Holmes do when he's doing the Batman found his voice, dude, that's like how it is. It's like Scorpion's like, get over here.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's like, I
it sounds like, that sounds like my old Sega Genesis. Yeah.
I live my life one scorpion throw
at a time. One scorpion throw at a time. Toasted.
Mortal
Toasted.
Mortal Kombat's all about family. Yeah, Mortal Kombat's all about
how
family.
How did this turn into Fast and Furious?
I live my life one toasty at a time.
I throw a car at you.
I live my life one fatality at a time.
Yeah, one.
We have to complete this race.
No, you literally do live your life one fatality at a time, or you'd be dead.
Like, dude,
that's true.
The original Mortal Kombat, fucking rewatch that shit, dude. Because
I didn't mind it.
It's like not
the second one was garbage.
Like, it's a bad movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good though.
Awful.
It's a good bad movie.
I loved it back then.
Like, oh yeah, everybody.
Did. It's so cool, dude. Like they used to get to see these dudes in real life, and like they pop up, and you see Goro. What's his name?
Yeah.
So cool.
The
dude.
Goro puppet. And
yeah.
All that.
Okay, dude. Sweet, man. Dude, us in the '90s, dude. When that movie came out, every fucking kid loved that movie.
I had the soundtrack, man.
There was a bunch of like little kid boners, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Little kid boners. Sure.
Like our parents were all like, "Fuck, I gotta take them to the movies." Oh, and we were all like,
"Oh, dude, man!
That soundtrack was badass."
Every road trip, dude.
Finish it.
Every road trip I go on, I go through a thing where like I'll put the Mortal Kombat theme on, dude. I need a hype. Dude, you watch, dude.
Test your might.
And it's like, what? We're walkie talkies in between the cars when we start moving down, and you'll just like, I'll hit the on button.
And I'm going to get some glow sticks out and be like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that takes me back to fucking glow sticks. Yeah, that was. I remember having that soundtrack. That was good. There was like some good stuff on there and some really weird shit.
You bought that shit on tape?
I don't know. Yeah, on cassette tape.
I bought that shit on fucking real.
I got it
at
Sam Goody's. Right.
Nice,
went up to the wall and I got it.
The tape wall. Oh man.
Yeah, you remember the tape wall?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
It was so high too, and it's like, wow.
Then Napster.
Who's getting the stuff up here?
Pretty much.
Oh, Napster fucking killed the tape wall.
Hell yeah, dude. I don't think I did much for Weekend Geek other than like sell dishes, dude. So, I mean, I sold a Barbie house to a
You sold me a dish.
I sold you a dish, yeah.
You got the trolls.
I did get the trolls. Oh yeah,
and you bought a Mighty Ducks hat.
All right, here, yeah. So here's the thing. Yeah, you guys reminded me.
Did it say Gordon Pop?
So I totally hosed my buddy Rob. Not really, because I made a pile of stuff from his booth. And how much for all this stuff, guy? He's like $20. So I gave him $20. Not even looking up this Mighty Ducks hat. It was a Mitchell and Ness. Snapback, nice
25th anniversary, wasn't it?
Look, it is 25th. I didn't see that when I bought it, and that's what makes it worth money.
Yeah, because I noticed the patch right away.
I didn't even notice it, but it's the Mighty Ducks logo from the movie.
Yeah.
So it's like, I looked it up on eBay, and I'm like, holy fuck, one just sold for $60.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, that's a sweet deal, dude. Yeah, and then I got an old 2003 tag team wrestling belt, one of those foam belts. Mm-hmm. Pretty nice shape. And then I got a couple of monster trolls, I think from 1993.
Those are pretty awesome.
And they do have a little bit of articulation, but not much. But I didn't know they existed.
Yeah.
I thought those were stone protectors when I bought them.
They are not.
They're not. They're literally this trolls, but they look like monsters. But
they're pretty cool.
He kept pulling them out, dude. Like a couple hours, hey, I found two more, so I bought two more. And then the next day, he's like, hey, I found five more. And I'm like, dude, Jesus Christ, dude. I could have bundled all these up from your asshole.
And you also bought a foot soldier and...
But whatever. Those are already put away, dude. In the bins.
Did you get a movie foot soldier?
I didn't, dude.
You're the guy that
I
went to his booth and I was like looking at all this Ninja Turtle stuff and he's like, check it out, man, I got a movie foot soldier there. It's like he's like $25 loose. I'm like, I'm good, guy. I'm good.
That's not more $25, dude.
Yeah, well he's kept trying to like shill me for it. He's selling $12 for like the 2011 Turtles, right? $12 loose.
Was it that dude with like the gray?
Yeah, that's the pusher guy.
Dude.
Yeah, he's pushing on me. I'm like, dude, personal space. Back off. And I looked at him and I said, I'm not going to insult you, but I will offer you $15 for both of these because I need them for parts. And he's like, okay, no problem. Yeah, because no shit.
So what I do with him, because he knows I'm a reseller,
I
look at stuff and he does that same thing where he pushes. I was like, I'm good, man. And I'll walk and I'll look back and I'll walk. I'll look back. And then he's like, oh, how about this? And because he wants to make a sell, dude. So I'm like, well, how about this? I see where you're at. I need to be here, guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, or throw something else in there, sweeten the deal. And he usually does.
I'm just using my shit for parts anyway, because I have...
You're using your shit for parts, dude.
Yeah, I've got 3D-printed heads of the turtles.
You need pieces of shit for breakfast?
Yeah. Damn, bro. Say, big bang.
Big bang. Shooter.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was with Matt at the flea market there. I walked around a little bit and then I bought some stuff. I spent like $8 and got a new April.
A bag, dude. Cool.
Yeah, the bag with all the little Stranger Things guys in it. And
he walked to the booth. How much to purchase her?
And I bought some coffee off of some veterans who had a podcast. Nice. That was kind of interesting.
Did you tell them about our podcast?
I did, yeah.
And they were like, I don't want to listen to homo.
They don't seem interested.
No, I really don't.
Not at all. So, yeah, they're just
like, you gotta buy coffee or not, asshole.
Yeah, get the fuck
out. They seem like cops. Like, you know, when cops hang out with other cops, and they're like, if you're not a cop, you suck.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Gotcha.
But like veterans. So, and it's like, hey, I respect you guys. You can do whatever you want. Totally fine. I get that we're not your flavor. Not a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
They probably don't like King Kong's dick, dude.
I don't know.
They were talking about it.
But I bought their coffee because I was like, all right, $8 for a pound of coffee. Not a problem. Yeah. It's double caffeine.
Thanks, dude. Like that Death Proof or whatever?
Yeah. You like that.
Black Rifle.
Yeah, Death
Proof. Death Wish.
The movie. Movie Death Proof?
Yeah. Right
with the car?
Yeah.
That's a good movie, dude.
Go home and watch
it. Sure, yeah. That was awesome.
You ever watch that movie Death Proof?
When he kills that chick, dude?
Yeah, in the car with her.
He's like...
And he has to hose it off.
He's like, there's no seatbelt, bitch.
I got one, girl. It's all in the reflexes.
All right, is that going to do it? It's about an hour.
That does it. Yeah, it's about an hour and...
The girl you picked up at the bar said, let's wrap this up.
Nice.
Wow, why would she say that?
She doesn't want to
doesn't she care if you can feel it?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she don't care about that.
Yeah, she don't care about that.
She said I'll just go ahead and mash it.
Just tell to smash it.
She's like, you can do mouth stuff, but I can't. That's when you're like, no! No!
And by the way, I didn't shave.
Why was she? You're the last choice.
I'm going on 48 hours without a shower.
You're like, guess what? It's at this point, it's all one hole.
And did I ever tell you I fight crime in a rubber suit? Really seals in the flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
It marinates.
It just kind of it's like that.
And you pull out a pube that's like 2 inches long. Holy fuck!
Oh, yeah. Has it been there?
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
You're like, where was this hiding? And why?
Yeah, where the fuck was that at? Oh. That's from my...
Your head shaved bald!
That's from my thigh pimples.
Oh!
Wow.
On that note, I'm leaving.
On his shit a little bit.
Thighpimple.com.
That will haunt my dreams forever.
GeekLifeHQ.com and leave us a voicemail on Anchor and tell us about your fucking thigh pimples.
Talk about the time you got pubic hair stuck in your teeth.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.